Now, 7 after the hour, as we continue the Health Watch, your health and well-being is the bottom line here. A lot of healthcare reform conversation in the past year, and there probably will be more as the Obamacare program goes to the Supreme Court. That's only one thing. We've been talking already about hangover cures. We've been talking about how to quit smoking. A lot of the resolutions that you make at the beginning of the year are all aimed at helping your health and well-being. How many times have you made the same, in terms of resolve, the same promise to yourself that you'll quit smoking and you'll exercise more and you won't gain weight and whatever other things here. You won't drink as much. It's all relative. And how much support you give yourself, number one. How much support other people around you give you, number two. So that means you got to tell them. We were talking to a gentleman in the last hour whose father is dying of cancer, and the family didn't know it until almost the end. Why wouldn't you want to have help and support? Maybe different ideas about things. It's, everybody's different, though, Ken. And we all want to deal with our health. A lot of you will become healthier this year. That's good. Some of you may pass this year. Some of you may find out things that you don't really want to know about your body. Your body, what is it? The body is a temple. You can't have any enjoyment in life, none, zero, without having your health. And so please make sure you're thinking, you're using common sense, thinking about yourself and your family. There's a new study out this week that finds that toddlers who have poor relationships with their mothers are more likely to end up obese as teenagers. I think that was one thing that we talked about during the weekend, wasn't it?
Absolutely. The mother-child relationship, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week. Toddlers who have poor relationships with their moms, they're more likely to pack on extra pounds as they grow up. As a 15-year-old, they were much, much more obese. So I don't know whether it's the stress, the lack of supervision of the diet. This is so important to have a good bond here. And I just want to make one other comment about this end of life that you were just talking about. Expect the unexpected at end of life. I have been amazed watching and helping people in their last year of life, Doug, for about 30 years. The wide spectrum of differences, how people will decide how to spend their last year of life. People, some will, to the last moment, want everything possibly done that can possibly be done, and some will be on the other extreme. As soon as they have diagnosis, no matter what you say to them, they don't want anything else done.
Yep. Doug Steffen and Dr. Ken Kronhaus at your service at 888-553-7536. Sylvia is in somewhere in California. I don't know exactly. What town are you in California?
San Dimas.
San Dimas. Okay. What can we do for you, ma'am? Happy New Year.
Okay. Sir, my husband was diagnosed with a tumor on his forehead, left side.
Wow.
A benign.
Benign tumor.
Is often you see sebaceous cysts. Is that a cyst? Did they tell you?
Well, it's no. He didn't say anything about cysts.
Okay.
But I did see it on the MRI image that it was like dark, like a dark side. It's you could see it, it's like showing.
And they did a biopsy.
They just said that he needs a surgery. They didn't do biopsy, but they knew that it was tumor benign.
Wait, you're confusing me, Sylvia. They said it was benign, and they said that he needed surgery?
Yeah, they said that it has come out. And
why if it's benign, or do they want to do surgery?
Exactly. That's what I'm telling my husband. I said, if it's benign, I think you should just leave it alone.
Well, I would get a second opinion. I would get an opinion. This is, you're seeing something on the skin of the forehead?
Yes. Okay. On what?
So this is a skin cancer, correct?
No. Well, I don't know. They just said there was a tumor on the forehead. Like,
okay, is it under the skin or is it at the skin level?
Under the skin. Inside the skin, on the forehead.
On the forehead.
Yeah, but inside the skin. And then in order for them to pull it out, they were going to break the bone.
Does he have a cancer doctor, not a surgeon, but an oncologist?
Yeah, he was a cancer at Kaiser, and okay. He was a cancer doctor.
Well, I think you should go get a second opinion, not from a surgeon, but from a medical doctor who specializes in cancer. This is called an oncologist, and that'll help explain to you. And you just need to get some more information about this, and you have a very legitimate question, Sylvia, that why it needs to be operated. There may be a good reason. It may just be so large that it's going to cause compressions. It's going to push something that it shouldn't be putting pressure on, and they need to get it out of the way. But I don't want to speculate. You need to get these questions answered, and I would not ask a surgeon. I would ask a medical doctor.
Okay.
Let me just give you a little insight. This gentleman that I know who's having an operation next week who has a tumor similar to the one you described on the back of his neck, though not in his forehead, and he said it was not cancerous, a big lump. I've noticed it on his head. It was, as he described it, Ken, sort of a bunging together of a lot of blood vessels and a lot of skin and just pulp kind of, it sounds like.
There are some times where we do operate on a benign lesion, something that's a clump of benign matter, and usually because either a cosmetic reason, you know, it's ugly and you want it gone, or it may be just pushing on other structures and will be causing problems because of it's just there's no room for it.
Yeah, you cannot see it. It's not. I mean, it doesn't have a bump or nothing. I mean, just you cannot even know that he has tumor.
And it's not causing him any pain?
No, once in a while he gets headaches, but he's been having headaches for years and years and years. It's because he's kind of like he gets upset fast.
Why did this get discovered if you can't see anything? Was it because he was complaining of headaches?
Nothing. He was helping a neighbor.
No, but what made the doctors go looking for this?
That's where I'm coming. He fell on his head. The neighbor said, you have to go do MRI. Please do MRI. I feel better. So he went to the MRI, and they found out he had the tumor.
So they did an MRI of the brain, and they saw the tumor.
Yeah, because okay. There was no signs at all.
You may want to talk to either a brain doctor, a neurologist. This is not the surgical. This is the medical doctor, the medicine doctor that specializes in the brain, a neurologist or an oncologist, a cancer specialist who's on the medical end, not the surgical end, about what the best direction is. But I have a suspicion that this is causing what we call compression. There's just no room for it in that tight space that's called your brain and your skull.
Okay, Mime, good luck to you and your husband. 888-553-7536. Next up is Scott in Wallace, North Carolina, for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir, you're on the air. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Dr. Ken, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. One, I've heard about this treatment called the Budwig treatment for cancer, and I have a friend that has prostate cancer. It's a very slow, progressive form of cancer, and he's going with the Budwig treatment.
As I understand it, this is there's a Dr. Budwig. It's a natural, it's a holistic kind of treatment.
Right.
And it's not going for conventional therapy. It's going into the other end, an alternative cancer treatment. And it's developed by this one particular doctor. I would certainly not go in this direction as my only choice.
Right. He told me that they are keeping a check with PSAs regularly, and if it got out of
what
whack.
What kind of cancer are we talking about?
Prostate.
Prostate.
Very slow, progressing form. And they said, you know, he has time. He has enough time to try this method if he wants to. Of course, they gave him all the options. And
is he talking to a conventional urologist?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And he had a biopsy done?
That I don't know.
Okay, because I would if you want to talk to this doctor, Dr. Budwig, but I, as a part of a team, but I would not exclusively do that. I would want a conventional urologist doing a biopsy, getting a Gleason score, which tells me how aggressive the tumor is, and then making a decision, because it is very confusing how to best treat prostate cancer. But in my humble opinion, it's based on how aggressive the tumor is.
Right. Well, I do know that
you're... And the age of the patient.
Right. Well, I do know he's seeing a real doctor, and hopefully that'll work out.
That's not fair. When you say you're going to see a real doctor, real doctors. There are a lot of people, and frankly, this is not Ken, but there are a lot of people who have one degree that are snobs about people who have other degrees. The guy who's a DC or a DO after his name has just as much education as the guy who's got an MD.
Scott, I would, you know, get them together and see how the urologist feels about approaching this, and then, you know, work as a team on this, and that's how you get the best outcome.
Okay, please forgive me. I didn't mean to swear by that.
No, I wasn't after you. I'm just making a statement in general about medical snobs. There are a lot of people who are not as open-minded as Ken is, look down their noses at chiropractors. As a matter of fact, the American Medical Association paid millions of dollars in fines because they systematically tried to keep chiropractors from gaining a foothold in the world of medicine, and they were wrong about it, as they are on other things. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. They are not gods, and they're not all-powerful.
That mindset has changed.
Yeah, it has.
I need to ask you about me now. I am 40 years old. I've had 3 back surgeries. I ruptured both my Achilles tendons. I wasn't even doing anything except I just stepped on a root outside at my house and completely ruptured one tendon. But I had already had back surgery prior to that. And as I was healing from that leg, I ended up, the other tendon just wore down in the other leg, and then my back went out again. I know they say your back never goes out. That's not the proper way to say it, because I had a really hateful doctor, so I understand that, the last surgeon. But from the last surgery on the third one, I had 3 surgeries on my back. The second one, I mean, it was like one day after the other, and that...
What's the question, Scott? We're running out of time.
I'm terribly sorry. I was paralyzed the next time when I woke up from the second surgery. And they had to go in. There was a thimble-sized amount of blood clot in my spine. Yes, sir.
What's the question? We're running out of time.
Okay, they want me to have a myelogram. I've had one before, but I take Fixer and Seroquel.
Should he have a myelogram, Ken? What's the answer?
Well, you need to get diagnosed to see what's going on here, because obviously you're having a lot of trouble. Back surgery, it's indicated for unrelenting pain when you have associated radiating leg pain or progressive muscle weakness, which is caused by nerve compression. Sounds to me like you need to talk to an orthopedic surgeon.
21 after the hour. More calls for Dr. Ken coming up here. Good day weekend.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Dr. Ken, Happy New Year. Come join us. Start the new year well with us. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been taking care of patients since the 1970s. Boy, that's a long period of time. There's almost nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least one time. I promise I won't embarrass you. You want to ask a question about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents. Everybody I know has some unanswered health question. Have you been to the doctor recently and they gave you options and you'd like to hear about some other options? I'd be glad to help you. You have a diagnosis that nobody could make. Give me the tough ones. Give me the easy ones. It's toll free from anywhere in the country. No bill, no paperwork. What better way to handle the complicated healthcare system? 1-888, that's 3-8s, 1-888, toll free, 55, that's double fives, and then you just spell out Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. So 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N, 1-888-553-7536. And there are some lines open, so if you want to come join us, we'll get you on. And just remember, know your questions so we can get as many people on as possible and try to get to the question quickly.
Patients and doctors, dramatically different visions about the value of access to your health records. There was a study that came out, I think, a week or so ago, showing that 80% of doctors worry their patients are not educated enough to understand their notes, i.e. the doctor's notes. Do you want your patients to see your notes about them, Ken?
I have no qualms. In fact, I like to dictate my note in front of the patient so that it gives them another chance to understand what's going on, and it gives them a chance to correct the record. It gives them a chance to make sure that they're not leaving the office and I have some opinion which they're not aware of. I think that the record is open. One of the problems, though, with reading the medical record is that it can scare you. It can draw you into conclusions because you have just part of the information but not all the rest. One of the experiences that I have with patients who love to read about health and medicine, because I like an educated patient, is that they only get the risks of what they're doing. They're looking at medications and they're reading, oh my gosh, all the side effects. But what you have to do when you're educating yourself about medicine, what you don't learn about without being in the profession is the risk of not doing something. So whenever you do your own research, however you do it, and you're looking at all the risks of something, always remember to compare it to what's the risk of not doing it, which is something which will be very hard for you to find on the internet, and that's where you need the help of an experienced healthcare provider.
A lot of people think, though, that if they saw what the doctors were writing about them, what that information was, they'd have more control over their own choices, over their own health care.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing. I think that's an excellent...
I mean, that seems to be the way to be.
Yeah, right. It is the way to be. 888-553-7536.
I mean, any doctor who is that controlling... I mean, there often is a tug of war of control between the patient and the doctor. I mean, I'm not going to put my head in the ground and tell you there isn't. But that has to be worked out in a polite, healthy manner, or the relationship is toxic and it's not worthy of, for anybody.
No, not at all. Okay, the continuing story about your brain, Alzheimer's and things that lead to it, all kinds of news this past year. There are more players suing the NFL because of brain damage. That story this week, but it's nothing new. Something's been going on, and now the college level is seeing suits being brought against it because of the same sort of thing, Ken. This is
amazing.
Dangerous.
Yes, four former NFL major players, two Pro Bowl players, they're suing the league over brain injuries, saying that it left them facing medical problems years after their careers ended.
So what do you do? Under the circumstances, how is this to be dealt with? Parents want their children to play soccer. They want them to play sports, football, hockey, wrestling, boxing. All these things place your child, or if you're an adult, it places you at risk. And the evidence isn't just circumstantial, it's overwhelming. Now, that's why these suits are beginning. And it is something, Ken, you know, we've been talking about this all year long since very early in the year when it came to my attention, and I wanted to deal with it, my alma mater, over which I guess I have some influence because I'm on the board there, but they didn't want to.
You must have been popular.
No, I was extraordinarily unpopular. We got to the point of really having some pretty angry exchanges because this thing is such a cultural, people who have integrity say, oh, we're doing the best we can. Maybe we are individually, and maybe we are collectively, but what does that mean, doing the best we can? Are we educating children, students, parents, as they sign up for football as to the dangers they may encounter? Of course they're not. They're not doing that at all. You better find out on your own what you're at risk for, because they're not going to tell you that. They want you to play football, rah-rah, school spirit, all that stuff, which is great, but not at the expense of the humans that you're trying to educate. You know how I push that button. All right.
Boy, the golf team is going to be overwhelmed now.
The swim team. Back to your calls and questions for Dr. Ken in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Wow. Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's now 33 after the hour. The Good Day Weekend program wishes you a Happy New Year. And we continue taking your calls here at 888-55-DRKEN for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the medical expert on the Good Day program. There are a lot of people who wonder about Medicare and the changes there. Well, what an education I had this year, finding out how this all works. And whether or not the idea of having Medicare for everybody, because that's really what Obamacare is, Ken, right?
Well, I mean, that was their
the model,
goal,
anyway.
But they didn't achieve it.
Yeah, no.
One
so
payer.
In terms of health care, what's a flexible spending account? I know a lot of large employers use it. Some employees contribute, I guess some do not. Is it less expensive if...
Flexible spending accounts are such a great idea, and they were just not part of Obamacare because it's too much independence. It relies on yourself to take care of your expenses. It's just goes against big mama, big government taking care of you. You set up your own account. Often your employer will contribute to it. There are several different types where either your employer will pay part of it or you'll contribute to it entirely. And if you don't spend the money, you get to keep it, and it can accrue interest without paying any taxes. And, you know, these are the medical savings accounts, and they're wonderful things. It makes the patient a very good consumer. They're careful about how they spend the money, and they're motivated to stay healthy because if they don't spend the money, they keep it, and it gains interest with no taxes. And it's a wonderful way. You start I don't know whether these health savings accounts are going to be even available in the next 10 years if Obamacare stays there, but prior to Obamacare, I would have recommended all 20-year-olds to start these health savings accounts. You probably won't use them if you stay healthy. Most 20-year-olds don't end up with serious health problems. Some do, but most don't. And if you keep accumulating these accounts, you can then the next year lower your deductible, and by the time you're 40, 50, you have saved a considerable amount, and you can have actually a pretty low monthly cost because you can take a huge deductible. Unfortunately, these were not part of Obamacare.
Yeah. All right, so there's answers to other questions that may help you in terms of the general decision-making process that you go through as to how to decide to get care and keep yourself up. Again, there isn't one piece of paper anywhere, any insurance company that I know of, certainly none of the big people. The Obamacare thing, among other things, failed miserably when it came to prevention. You are responsible for that. And there's no incentive for it other than your health and well-being. Maybe that ought to be enough if you think it through.
Well, you have to think of Obamacare as health insurance reform, not health care reform.
Right. I think that's it. Okay. 888-553-7536. Here's Patty in El Paso listening to KTSM. You are on the air, sir. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Good. Hi, Patty. Welcome from Texas.
Well, thank you. I have a question. My doctor recommended anti-inflammatory and a muscle relaxer. It's called Raylan or Relin. And I took one last night after I picked it up from the pharmacy, and I was in more pain, and I couldn't sleep.
You were in La La Land, right?
I was at the beginning, but then when I awoke, I could not get comfortable. I laid
right.
My arm on a pillow, but it made me sick. I'm still nauseous.
Yeah, you need to stop it. It's, you know, the muscle relaxants sometimes have some sort of odd effects on us. The anti-inflammatory drugs sometimes will just tear our stomach apart. So you need to kind of stop what you're doing, figure out which drug it is, and look for an alternative. Do you have a specific diagnosis?
I had hurt my shoulder exercising, but I was telling the gentleman that my arm has been broken two times, my wrist has been broken once, and my shoulder has been fractured on the same arm. And she tried to get me to lift my arm the other day when I saw her, and I couldn't. It's the medicine she gave me is NABUMETONE. 500 milligrams.
Right. That's an non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. But, you know, you first need a diagnosis. You know, women who have shoulder pain, they either get bursitis, rotator cuff tendonitis, rotator cuff tears, a frozen shoulder, calcific tendonitis, shoulder dislocation, separation tears. All of these are possibilities. They're all treated one way or the other. I would definitely talk to the doctor who prescribed these things. You're getting an adverse reaction. Certainly maybe some physical therapy may be the preferable way to go.
Okay.
But
not even halving the pill, maybe? Because 500 milligrams seems to be an awful lot for my body.
You know, I would just go, you need to go back and see the doctor.
Okay, I do know. She wants an MRI done on it.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Okay.
That's because she's not sure of the diagnosis. This is an orthopedic surgeon, I would imagine, I hope, right?
The people I'm going to see, yes.
Okay. That will help them make a diagnosis. They're ordering that because they're not sure. You know, I gave you that potpourri of possibilities, and they're just not sure, and the MRI will help them. I would call today. There's no reason why you can't call over the weekend. Tell them that you've had an adverse reaction. Use those two words, adverse reaction to the drugs that were prescribed, and they'll tell you the next step.
Sounds like good advice. And all right, ma'am. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Ann is in Macon, Georgia. What question do you have for Dr. Ken as we go into this new year, ma'am?
Oh, I would like, if Dr. Ken knows anything about the Wise-Anderson protocol in treating chronic pelvic pain. I've just come across this book called A Headache in the Pelvis, and that describes what I've had for 4 years.
Yeah, that's Dr. David Wise, right, the psychologist in California.
Right, and the urologist, Dr. Rodney
Anderson. At Stanford.
Yes.
And, you know, how did you end up there?
I haven't been yet. I'm considering it because for 4 years I've been to Mayo's 3 times. I've been to urologist and neurologist and various and gynecologist here. And they sympathize, but they don't know what causes it, and they really don't know what to do. And, of course, I've tried several.
So they have no idea what's going on?
Well, they just call it chronic pelvic pain,
okay,
or vulvodynia.
Well, I don't see that there's any reason to go talk with them, but before they want to put anything in your body, do any tests, I would definitely run it by your primary care doctor.
Well, I've given him the book to read, and I hope he will read it. But
did he say he would read it?
He said that he might have some time after Christmas, so on my Christmas card I said, please scan it skim it by the middle of January, because this is a 6-day course that you have to line up
right. Each
month. They give it once a month. And I did talk to Dr. Wise himself. And
I have to say, I haven't had any of my patients involved in it. I don't have any. I've heard about it. I've told you everything I know about it.
Right.
And I haven't had any of my patients go through it. So I would just, if you want to go talk to them, fine. But whatever they want to do, I would run it by your primary care doctor so that your medical home has a good idea of what's going on and feels comfortable with you doing this.
Right.
There you go, ma'am. 888-553-7536. Let's keep going. Larry in Macon, Georgia, you're on, sir. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. I'm having a problem. Every 6 hours, I'm paraplegic, so every 6 hours I'm taking the lower tab, and I have to take the Ambien at night. The problem is, even if I wait 2 hours before taking the Ambien, it still crosses with the lower tab to the point where now I got some girl pregnant, and she can show me on the video where I had sex with her, and I didn't even know it. And so the lower tab apparently is having an effect on my system that the doctor's not picking up when it crosses over an Ambien instead of like normal people and letting us sleep. You have us thinking we're sleeping.
Larry, let me express to you my sympathy, because you can get prolonged central nervous system or respiratory breathing depression from this combination. So that's what you're experiencing. And, you know, if I ever gave a patient this, I would tell them to avoid hazardous activities, anything that required your most good mental alertness and motor coordination, I would alert you to, because this combination has the potential to do things to your ability to think, and I think that's what's happened. And you need to talk to. Are you seeing a pain management doctor?
Yeah, I have.
Okay,
find me the one.
Okay, you want to talk to a pain management doctor, and who will go over with you, and like I said to the other caller, you're having an adverse reaction to the combination. It's not in your mind, if you will. The effects are, but you're not making this up. You can tell them you spoke to another doctor, and you just need some help with talking to a good pain management physician to try to come up with a new concoction. And sometimes it takes a little time, but you need to do it, because this is not working for you.
Okay.
Pain management doctor.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for the call. Taking the time to call is an important step in helping yourself understand what's going on in your body, and you do that by dialing 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekend program at 14 minutes before the hour on New Year's weekend.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children. This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to talk about what do you do when you go into an elevator. All right, so you're in an elevator, and the door is open, and just about everybody is in who wants to go either up or down. And you have a button in the elevator that says open door or closed door. Now, what do you do? Do you allow the elevator door to close by itself, or do you take the action and push that button so the door closes based on your command? Are you the type of an individual that will take control in a group, get it done, and save time? The answer to that question will determine what you do in life. Do you wait for things to happen, or do you take charge and make them happen? Are you the one that will take the initiative and take the lead and say, let's get on with it? If you are, that's the type of individual that will take leadership, will be motivated, will have success in their life. So the next time you see an elevator button, push it as if you would push your life to success as you go up and up and up. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Milo Sonny Haynes, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Bronze Star.
I met this here one soldier, and him and I became friends because he was in the same gun section as I was. And the first thing we know, we no more get off the train, and we was ordered to go up the hill and not to come down until somebody come up and told us to come down. So there we are. When it come time to leave, and we started through, and when we came up, all we had to do was make one more turn and cross the river, and we'd have been out of it. My Mexican buddy and I and my foxhole buddy jumped out, and as we jumped out, machine guns got my buddy. But we crossed the river, and that's when I found out that my buddy had died, my foxhole buddy had died.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
888-553-7536. Good news for your brain. We keep talking about your brain, worrying about brain damage and stuff. Omega-3s yet again, Ken, in the news of the week, look like they are A+.
Absolutely. There is a way to lower the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease as you age. This is very, very exciting news. Stay away from the trans fats. Get the omega-3s, get the vitamins, the B, C, D, and E. This is out of the medical journal Neurology in the January issue. So that the diet that you pursue is linked to your brain health. And this has been now shown by some good science. A very exciting breakthrough this week.
888-55, Dr. Ken. Here's Jeff in Quincy, Illinois on Next. Hi, Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
What can we do for you?
Two questions. First is that I have thumbnails that have like horizontal or across the length of the nail is very rough, and they've been that way for a while, but getting worse, it seems like. Any cause of that, or what can I do to improve that?
Let's talk about nails. Nails are fascinating. You know, doctors as medical students spend hours staring at nails. You know, who else is interested but us? You can really tell a lot by looking at nails, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what fingernails actually reveal. The lines that you're talking about, are they up and down or left to right? Because you can see different things. Nails that go from left to right, these often can mean infections like measles, pneumonia, fever, even a heart attack. They often emerge out of the nail folds. And is yours left to right or up and down?
On a couple of my fingers, there are ridges that run the length of the nail, but on my both thumbs, the ridges. And
when I think of ridges, I think of vertical ridges up and down and rough nails. And this can indicate things like a kidney disorder, kidney failure. Aging will do this. Iron deficiency, anemia, and also the tendency to develop arthritis all causes vertical ridges.
Yeah, you got to eat better. Get more calcium into your system, vitamin D especially, Jeff. 51 past the hour. Good day weekend.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Just another New Year's Eve. Now 53 past the hour, a few more minutes here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can sign up for the medical newsletter that comes out most every weekend. Just go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Ken's picture and the box will come up. Want to sign up for the newsletter? And you just put your email in. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. This time of year, a lot of heart attacks, Ken, because of the celebrations, because people are shoveling snow, people aren't used to the cold. Do you have are the heart attack warning signs any different in the wintertime than they are the rest of the year?
The warning signs aren't any different. It's the causes, as doctors like to call them, the precipitators are a little different. As you hit them really well, shoveling snow, the cold weather, taking in too much alcohol, and eating excessive amounts of fatty food all around the holiday time do increase the risk of heart attacks.
What about
people forgetting about their medications? They're having too much fun on vacation.
What about flus and colds and that sort of thing?
Flus will precipitate heart attacks. Definitely this is associated with an increased risk of heart attack.
So when people say, I didn't want to bother the doctor, or it went away, whatever the feeling was, people who ignore these sorts of things, A, that's foolish, but B, sometimes they're almost trained to it because it takes so much out of you to go check in, let's say, to the emergency room in terms of time. Unless you're on the floor, it could take you hours, depending on the hospital, to get any attention, right?
Well, this is a little trick. You know, when it really is of concern and you think you really do need attention quickly, that's why you want to go in an ambulance. I promise you, if you arrive chauffeured in an ambulance to an emergency room, you're going to get seen a lot quicker.
Yeah. All right. Here's John in Bellevue, Florida. Another question as we get closer to the new year. John, please go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken.
Hi, John. What station are you listening on? I'm just curious.
WLBE.
All right.
That's our station.
Yes. How can we help?
Okay. I had an aortic valve put in August of 2005, and I'm doing great. really no medications or anything to speak of, and watch my diet, exercise like crazy. And they told me at the time when they did this, I was like 59, that the aortic valve that they put in the bovine would last about 10 years, and I'm already up at 6, so what's the future look like?
So you're wondering if the warranty's about to end on your aortic valve that's sitting there inside of your chest, the exit door of the heart. You have an aortic pig valve. Let me reassure you a little bit. What we know, because this is a question I'm asked a lot, because we turn people into the $6 million man, give them, or woman, give them new parts. What we know is for a tissue or a pig valve, as opposed to what we call a mechanical valve, which is made out of plastic or metal and will last probably forever, but you need to be on blood thinner. The nice thing about using a pig valve is you don't need to be on Coumadin or Warfarin forever. But the issue is that 10% will need to be replaced in 10 years and about 20% in 15 years. You know, you can look at it, the flip side is that 80% will make it past 15 years.
That's what I'm counting on. I'm going to try to stay as healthy as I can, as long as I can.
Just, you know, right, listen to your body, train, don't strain, watch the blood pressure, the cholesterol, the blood sugar, and stay at ideal body weight, and make sure you have a good heart doctor who's checking you.
And he's in your backyard, in case you didn't know it there, John. Dr. Ken, right around the corner. You can call him up. Anybody around the country, in fact, who's impressed with Dr. Ken and his credentials and the way he handles people here, he handles you the same way in his office, so you can call for an appointment.
I saw a very pleasant gentleman from Birmingham, Alabama, listens to us in Birmingham. What a,
cool.
What a wonderful gentleman.
Do that if you want. Check him out, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. You can go online to Dr. Ken's show and easily find the connection there. Final thought on hand washing and how it is the key to spreading colds and flu at this time of year, Ken.
Hand washing is probably the most important thing that you can do to prevent an infectious disease. Don't become obsessed with it, but make sure you do it. You need to do it for at least 20 seconds. You know, sing happy birthday twice, and then you'll know that you got enough of it done. And, you know, there are times when you want to make sure you do it. I don't think we have enough time to spend all the time. Maybe next week we'll talk about when not to do it, when to do it, and how to do it.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen wish you a very happy new year. Be careful, use your head, don't eat, drink too much, and you'll be fine. To listen to us again next week here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.